The kind old keeper was popular at City Zoo. He never locked the animals up, and they roamed the zoo visiting each other for a chat, or spent their days playing with one another. All the animals were fed and protected by their faithful zookeeper, who worked tirelessly to take care of their needs and keep the zoo running smoothly. Not many people visited the zoo, as it was old and in disrepair, but all the animals lived contented and extremely lazy lives. One day, Billy Big Ears the Bat was hanging around the zookeeper's office, snoozing. Bats like to slumber during the day. Nothing much happened at this zoo, so Billy was surprised to be woken with a start by the telephone ringing. "Hello, City Zoo," said the keeper, smiling. The keeper's smile left his face as he listened to the person on the other end of the line. "What will become of the animals? They will have to be separated and sent off to other zoos. I hadn't realized the zoo was that badly in debt. I could never raise so much money myself." The keeper listened intently, and then, sighing sadly, he said, "Well, I guess the zoo will have to close then." The kind old zookeeper, not knowing Billy was in the office, put his head on the office desk and muttered to himself, "How will I ever be able to tell the animals this sad news?" Billy Big Ears silently soared through the open window of the office and rushed off to tell the other animals this shocking news. Hearing Billy's story, the animals held a meeting with the wise old owl as the chairman.
"I now call this meeting to order," said wise old owl. "The topic for the meeting will be how to save the city zoo."
He hooted with much authority.
"Does anyone have any suggestions?"
The animals all fell silent as they concentrated on this problem, until many moments later the bat, Billy Big Ears, piped up.
"I know. We can find some money for the kind old zookeeper and give it to him."
The other animals all smiled and nodded in agreement until Horace Hippo, with a puzzled look on his face, asked, "What's money, and where can money be found?" By now, the wise old owl had heard enough. He knew the animals were not knowledgeable of the outside world, but could not help feeling impatient at the time it was taking them to arrive at an answer.